Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
The wise still worship him. Matthew 2, 10 through 11 tells us, when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These men were stargazers, but they just witnessed the birth of Christ Jesus, the very one who created the stars, and now was pointing them to their Creator. Something happened in the hearts of these men. When they witnessed the Christ child with his mother Mary, they immediately bowed down. They immediately worshiped. They immediately gave gifts. Their hearts had been changed, and now they were no longer worshiping the stars, but the Creator of the stars. What do you worship at Christmas? We can worship material things by making sure everyone on our gift list gets the newest electronic device. We can worship our family gatherings because everyone made it home for the Christmas celebration. Or what about this? We can even worship our Christmas Eve service because our church even includes live animals during the manger scene. But each of us worships something or someone. Let's learn from the wise men. They chose to worship Christ alone. A God of our own making isn't worthy of our worship, but the true God is worthy of our praise and devotion. To worship is to bow down in reverence. To worship is to recognize Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. Because of Jesus, we now can come into relationship with Him and become God's adopted children. Simply put, we should worship the Lord at Christmas and every day of the year. On this Christmas Day, the Nebraska Family Alliance team is grateful for your partnership to work together to assure that Nebraska is a state where God is honored, religious liberty is celebrated, marriages and families thrive, and life is cherished. On this Christmas Day, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas.